kind of honest about how things are going. I'm just coming off having worked at home for Eastern for a long time, and for several months, and boy, there was everything that needed to be updated got updated, and almost everything. And it wasn't that the time wasn't well spent, just that I knew that things were kind of coming to an end anyway. There was a certain feeling I had, and it was very, very, kind of in my heart, I felt like it was coming to an end, and other things needed to happen, and the job at New Mexico Tech, ICASA, I found, I really wasn't looking for a new job particularly, but the situation came up, it was a good, significantly more money than I was making. And one thing you got to know about working for, especially for universities, is that there really aren't pay increases. That, and that's funny because they are. And I told this to some people, and, they were really kind of, I think what I said was really quite offensive. And I told people, hey, you got to skip around a bit or people are going to think you're not worth anything. People start thinking you're overpaid because you're not leaving. So I don't know if I become some kind of, I don't know if the guinea pig, a scapegoat. It isn't because somebody else is doing it to me. I'm doing it to myself, of course. But, it was interesting. The leadership over at Eastern were using the fact that I was getting, that I was leaving to make a little hay. Either to get a pay increase or to make sure, for the most part, Eastern was going to save money through attrition. They were going to let people leave and just not fill the positions anymore. Because, of course, there's not going to be as many students. At least they were planning that way. It seems like, at least for this semester, it wasn't much of a problem at all. Of course, you have to understand, Eastern is very, very student-based. Where I am at New Mexico Tech is not, particularly. It's more of a research institute, kind of. And so, therefore, isn't as likely to take pay cuts because of problems with enrollment and stuff like that. It's just not going to happen. It was a good move, I think, all around. Good move for me, certainly, for the most part. But yeah, I think it's going to go okay. I don't even think it matters. A lot of people are concerned about who the next president's going to be, and I'm not particularly. I don't think anything's going to happen out of a change of presidency. So, well, it doesn't matter if Trump or Biden end up winning. We're in this weird period. The election, although finished, is not settled yet. Lots of accusations of voter fraud, and frankly, it's probably there. So anyway, yeah, really interesting. Not really sure. Anyway, well, it doesn't matter. So I'm entering my second week of doing that. So it's 5:13 in the morning, and I'm driving off to work. It's Monday. I bought a little acre of land, about a half an hour from my job, and that's where I park and sleep at night. It's now getting to be the as usual, I change jobs during the holiday season, as they call it. I have Thanksgiving. I don't know if I was unemployed or working for Eastern. I really don't know. I felt this great need to change jobs right there at Thanksgiving so that there would be no question that I would get Christmas off. That was a big deal at Eastern. I have no idea if New Mexico Tech makes that kind of call. But I put in my 2 weeks' notice, and ta-da, that was it. Ta-da, I changed jobs. I now have a job that makes more money than Lisa and I ever we had said something back in Oklahoma City, and it was that if I could get to $88,000, which I mean with to 80,000, 80,000, that would be a good amount of money. When we left Oklahoma City, I was making 77. Pretty good. You know, I wasn't complaining, and I think we were doing okay financially. Lisa seemed kind of happy. And job I have now, as soon as I get my first paycheck and confirm it, I make 85 now. You know, now that's not taking into account stuff like inflation and such, which is another thing you have to think about. You know, if you're going to sit there and wait for some university to give you pay increases that are going to you know, make you happy, I don't know. I really don't. You know, I don't know. Even the best of times, schools would maybe get a 4% increase. And I'm not sure that kept up with the rate of inflation. In the years that they would do it, this was, I think it's been the last 2 years that there's been no pay increases. And it was like, well, okay, here's what we've got to do. you know, says if you need to get the pay increases that you need just to stay ahead of things, give that a job. And of course, people are very nervous about that. There's people in Oklahoma. Come on. Sorry, I'm up your butt, man, but there's a guy behind me up my butt. Okay, here we go. Now I can see better. This is some kind of energy company. So everybody's up the crack, you know, before dawn. These guys are all driving back to where they work from, I think, Oklahoma. So I shouldn't feel too bad. My travel is not that bad. Big, huge, monster trucks. Although I don't think they make any trucks that aren't monster trucks anymore. I don't think those exist anymore. Put these huge engines in here. I don't know how these guys get good gas mileage. I still do. Because I want my 85 to feel like 90. If I can pull it off at all. Anyway, so still in the middle of this COVID garbage. I don't think I really had any big COVID recordings. For just the personal file that goes in the gopher. Oh, there's the lights and on. Anyway. Again, the last time we were, well, no, I can't say that. I think we were still doing walks for the first part of COVID, before it started getting colder. Up until probably October. Yeah, so that's not bad. It's not like we've had a huge break here, but it's been maybe a month or so. Maybe a month, maybe two, since I made a recording that went into the personal files. And so these are going to be ones that are going to be done primarily in the vehicle. The Cohen Explorer, how I talk about in the priest recordings. Princess and or the priest recordings. Those are done with the laptop, and it's done when the vehicle's shut off, and they sound great, man. I think the audio quality is right up there, being just nice. The last one I did was kind of gay marriage, and I forget how exercised I get about the gay marriage thing. You know, mostly saying, you guys who are saying you're gay, wow, I thought I was going fast. There's a text that just, I'm doing just right at 80, and he whipped past me. I think he's doing close to 90. And, anyway, I'm not even on the really quiet part of the road. That's the one coming up. Right now I'm on, it's several things. This is Highway 60, and I'll remain on Highway 60 until I get to Interstate 25 going into Socorro. But this is also 54, which I think is the more main highway. And that's where you don't mind going too fast because, frankly, not much else going on. I think all these guys are basically going to the same place. There's some pretty major. It looks like extraction out here, which is funny. You would think that that would go with road construction. Most of the extraction going up is for caliche, for underlayment for highways and such. And that kind of looks like what they're grinding up there, unless it's just gypsum or something. And that's what most of these vehicles out here that I'm having to deal with, that's what they're all about, is kind of this extraction situation that I see kind of on US 60 between Encino and Willard, I think. It's in there somewhere. Anyway, God, who cares about what's going on in the road? Anyway, I bought this acre of land. Out in, it's called Rio Grande Estates. Rio Grande Estates. And the development back in the late 50s, early 60s. Mostly advertised pretty hard in on the East Coast as an investment property. Everybody thought that Albuquerque was going to explode going south, and that this thing is actually halfway between Berlin and Socorro, and all these lots were sold off. Now there's plenty of people who, now that those people, it wasn't like it was a big investment at all, it was tiny, actually. Kind of for small time investing, people thought that land was going to be worth more and more, and it's not. It's just desert crap land. But it suits my purposes okay. Ended up paying $1,650. It's a $150 document preparation fee, which is, it's a ripoff. Nothing costs that much. And $1,500 for the actual acre, which is a ripoff, but, if you're only going to buy 1 acre and you're actually going to make use of it like I would, this is to make up for the fact that I used to have to pay $10 a day to stay someplace. And cost amortized that thing out, and it wouldn't take but maybe 3 or 4 years to pay off this thing. Of course, those places had showers and bathrooms, and it was a state park. But the place where I'm at, there's no state parks. There's no. There's really no, and I'm not saying I'm even trying to cost justify it. I just wanted something that was mine. I've never really had anything that was mine. And it's a pretty small thing, really. Everything was pretty incidental to whatever. So, some of the interesting things that I wanted to do when I was younger. I wanted to build kind of a house. Yeah, there's a possibility of doing some interesting building out here. There's nothing to stop it from happening. I got sand till the end of time, so I'm probably going to do some sandbag stuff. I don't know if I'm going to do a lot of underground business. I was going to put up an observatory, but I don't think I'm going to do it now. I've been thinking about other things, so I'm going to... Yeah, I'm probably going to do the sandbag thing. And, do a kind of a hideout. Sort of. Hole in the wall gang sort of thing. Butch Cassidy type business. Well, anyway. Oh, Texas is going that way. That's weird. I thought this was the same fella that I kept running into the other way. Right now, Tucumcari has the cheapest gas prices along this route until you get to Socorro itself. Socorro has cheaper gas prices. Not by a ton, but does. Let's see, what else? So anyway, yeah. I'm not going to quite do an Earth ship. I'm not going to quite get to that point. But, I'm going to do a bit of a take on it. So, yeah. To kind of build a place that Lisa won't mind coming and visiting once in a while. Face it toward the sun, stuff like that. Boy, let me tell you, the Allsips in Vaughn, it used to be a little bitty one, you know, the standard one, and they put in a huge one here. It's massive. Allsips has decided they're getting out of the little itty-bitty convenience store business. And, I wouldn't say that. They still have some of the little itty-bitty ones. But, much more trying to get, kind of giving grocery stores kind of a run for their money, along with, it's still the same thing, gas and convenience store motif, but gotten much bigger. Starting to expand their stores wherever they can to make them a lot bigger. And anyway, so it's really heartening to see places like Dollar General, Family Dollar. And they're putting in little stores, you know. They basically kind of run as kind of a general store now. And they'll go into a smaller town. Now, Vaughn's too small, you know. I don't think they're ever going to get a Family Dollar or Dollar General. But Tucumcari has one of both. And I think Santa Rosa has one of both. And, you know, pretty nice little places for a situation where Duke and Kerry had a Kmart, a good-sized Kmart, for a long, long time. Of course, I don't think it's because the Duke and Kerry Kmart was really suffering, dragging down the thing. Kmart was just going out of business. And so, yeah, there's a big Kmart building out there in Duke and Kerry that doesn't have any reason for being anymore. And there is no there is not that kind of an outfit that could take its place, you know, that could buy out those kinds of stores. It's just not there. I guess a Target could, but I guess Target's just not interested. There's just not enough. Target was a little more upscale than Kmart, and of course the Kmart came to Duke and Kerry when they thought Duke and Kerry was going to be a little more of a going concern. They thought Duke and Kerry was going to turn around, and never did. Still getting smaller. Regardless, it's coming out of Vaughn. We're on the big road now, 285, the one between Fine's Corners and Roswell. This is really the main road that runs between Albuquerque and Roswell, and so it gets quite a bit of traffic, and it's a four-lane divided. You know, you almost call it an interstate highway. 70 miles an hour speed limit, and between nowhere and nowhere, but, you know, Ross is a big town, and there's only a couple of main roads that go through Roswell. Roswell is kind of isolated, traffic-wise, so it's 285, and of course, Highway 70 that goes through Portales. Most of that traffic is trying to get from, I don't know. I don't know what would be considered the big end points of that stuff. Definitely tends to go a little north. It runs into two or three other things, but it changes routes. It's probably the biggest one, going from Amarillo to El Paso. Traffic that's going that route, that's what Highway 70's for. Even though Highway 70's only one piece of that, that's the piece that involves Anyway, so as usual, just as I'm going along, I'll chatter about just about anything that has to do with this area. I used to take this road quite a bit, going to Estancia. That was the westernmost part of my area to deal with. Was going to Estancia, Torrance County Cooperative Extension Service. It was. I think actually the furthest for me was to go to Corona. There was there's a ag science center of a sort. It's actually a range center down there, and they were my particular last run. Which was in Corona, just on the road to Carrizozo and down to Alamogordo. Anyway, I would take the occasional trip every couple of years. I would take a trip down to Las Cruces and anyway, so time has moved on, obviously. Now I've got this job in Socorro, and it's got a lot going, which is great. You know, the job at Eastern was starting to get a little bit, I had everything pretty much updated and ready to go for at least a few years. And the job was going to get really quite boring, I thought. And I loved the people that I worked with. And they were a pretty fun bunch. But had to make good on some other things. There is not as much congeniality at my present work, probably because there just isn't that much. This isn't an IT shop. I'm one of the IT people, of which I think I constitute number two. And mostly a developer shop for what's going on. Instead of being an IT shop with a couple of developers, I've got a developer shop with a couple of IT people. I just have to be one of those IT people. And but that's okay, you know. Pay's good. I'm really kind of after different things now. Like I said, I'm looking for, you know, interesting things. You know, once things kind of warm up a little bit, or at least I get some more daylight during the week, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm ready to build something out here. I don't know if I'm ever going to go beyond having a dirt floor. You know, people say, well, you don't want to live down there. And you go, you'd be surprised where I'd be willing to live. Throw down a rug, and I really might not even care. So I bought myself an 8-foot rug, and I'm, of course, I don't know if I find that I'm getting a lot of, what do you call those things, scorpions, or something like that, I might, do something a little more elaborate, you know, to try to take care of that. Okay, they're fine. I don't know what these guys are up to. Very strange stuff. Lots of just vehicles pulled off the road. I'm a little worried about, oh no, he's okay. He's turning off on that side road. So those workers, okay, so yeah, I'm kind of interested in putting up some, kind of interested in putting up, like, two, like, railroad tie sort of, uprights, and then building the wall out of sandbags around it, have the opening kind of to the south, I don't know if I just want to make that thing kind of an A-frame, okay, we're in Encino. I forget if there's a cop here that is really weird about the situation. So I'm actually going to be good. Speed limit here is 35. And I don't want to really aggravate that. It seems like my speedometer reads a little low. Like when I say I'm at 35, it'll say that I'm doing about 30 or 32. Not too bad. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of thinking kind of an A-frame. Of a sort. And doing kind of a curved north side. And that's mostly for those winds you really don't want to catch. You know, you don't want to catch that north wind. So you kind of you just don't want to screw with that too much. Here we go. Nope, that's Duran and Corona. I don't want to go that way. The 60 turnoff is going to be here for 285. And that's when things get kind of quiet again. Mostly just construction trucks that tend to go kind of fast to begin with. And that's the way I'm going. To Willard and Mountain Air and... That was my old road to Estancia, the back road. I don't like the interstates much. I will avoid them when I can. Of course, the problem is the road from 60 down to Socorro is pretty much it's 12 degrees out here. Oh my gosh. The heck? Is that because I'm just going fast? Or is it really that freaking cold? It's supposed to be a little warmer this week than it was last week. In fact, I think Wednesday or Thursday night. I think it's Wednesday. Wednesday night, it's going to be... it's not even going to get to freezing. Which is always pleasant, let me tell you. That 15 or 20 degrees warmer. Oh, I was going to get a better sleeping bag. And I totally forgot it. That's okay. It's okay. I don't suffer. I'm a pretty warm guy. Pretty hot-blooded fella. So once I finally get everything together... I am pretty warm at night. In fact, sometimes I have to kind of air out a little bit. Not during these times when it gets down into the teens. see. What else we got? This thing just runs and runs and runs. Okay. Anyway, so I might go back to listening to No Agenda. I always bring No Agenda with me. I'm going to have to make a payment. I feel bad. I don't want to be what they call a douchebag. I'm going to get de-douched. But I'm going to do that after I've gotten a few good paychecks. And, a wonderful thing. Well, I got some wind turbines out here. Not really sure what to figure out. Oh, there's some guys. These guys are turning left. A lot of these guys are off to work. It's 5:48 here. I forget how far my journey is. I'm already 2 hours in. And already on 60. These guys drive like idiots. They're swerving worse than I do. And I don't really know if these guys are going up to this construction. There's a turnoff and there's a lot of construction. And I don't know how many of these guys are actually doing that. Once I get past this, I'm going to go ahead and start passing these fellas. Yeah. Anyway. Better thing to do all day than to sit here. I get a little nervous because, you know, I've got a license plate that's memorable. You know, it's my call sign, and W5JSN is a pretty easy thing just to mark it down, and somebody to turn you in and say, this guy drives like a maniac on that road, you need to go pull him over. You kind of get worried about people that behave like that, but that's kind of the way they roll. Anyway, I like getting to work a little early. I don't like cutting it close. I know some people don't mind cutting it close. I don't like that. Anyway, yeah. Kind of a bit of an A-frame. Up on the on the south side, maybe a little tending toward the southwest, where that prevailing wind tends to be, and it is the desert, so I intend to have some. It'll look kind of like a cross between a hogan and a teepee, I think. On the south side, it'll look kind of like a teepee. And on the north side, it'll look more like a hogan with some issues, I guess. Anyway. So we'll just kind of see. We'll kind of see how the thing works. I'm not going to make it too extravagant at all. I'm not sure exactly how I want to do water on this. I want to bury part of it. I can catch some of the goodness of having kind of underground, so the sandbag side of it I think I'm going to try to just bury that whole sign all the way up to kind of the roof so it's protected really good. I would want to do that. And so I'll probably have sandbags all the way around, at least to a certain height, and then I'll do something else to kind of cover it on the south side. Mostly digging a hole and how that's going to be done. And if I get lucky, who knows, maybe I'll strike water. You never know. Anyway, so here's some more guys. This is where they're doing a lot of. These guys do a lot of junk, man. Ooh, I think I was on the wrong. Lane. They actually had three lanes. Like, you know, there's a lot of traffic going around the places. Ooh, I think I lost my tail. I think he went off to go do something else. I'm going to go turn the heater back on. Now, see, it was down to 12. Now it's getting back up to 22. I think it's because I'm losing altitude here. Anyway. Vaughn is really kind of a misbegotten little place, so it's really cold there in the winter time. Not a lot of people live there anymore. They still have a school. That's surprising, I tell you. For being only a half an hour from Santa Rosa, it's really surprising that there's still a... Man, I almost ran over a skunk. He was right there in the middle of the road, and he wasn't moving, and it's like, oh my gosh, so I just kind of went right over the top of him. At some point, I wouldn't be surprised if Vaughn combined with Santa Rosa schools. There's kind of a Guadalupe County school district, and they kind of got themselves reduced down to being just an elementary school or an elementary and middle school and sent the kids off to the bigger school. Although I can't say much, Vaughn's... Santa Rosa isn't huge either. But only being a half an hour away, that's really not a huge... transport. What happened to Amistad? Amistad got... Their school is just closed up entirely. I think they still had the elementary school for a little while, and then they just closed it down altogether. Anyway, so, what did we tell you? This flapper makes a lot more noise lately. I wonder what its deal is. It's putting out the heat really good, which is what I really need. The fact that the air conditioning in this thing doesn't really work, you know, if I charged it up, maybe it would be okay, but to be honest, I don't care. I just roll the windows down. It's got this moon roof, which, I don't know, it's okay, but it makes it so that I can open that up, and it really takes out the hot air, too. So, here's a big well-lit place. These guys are making something. I don't know if it's gravel. It sure looks like caliche to me. But it could just be big old mounds. I don't know if there's gravel there. Anyway, I don't know if that's because they're planning on doing a lot of construction on this road soon. So I hope not. Then I'll be stuck on this. Oh, it looks like it's been done here recently. I'll have to make alternative plans at some point if they decide to start doing this. If you're hearing a slap, 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 that's the, I think that's the ventilation system. There's some things that are intensely wrong with this vehicle. I just put up with it, you know, I don't care. Sometimes it's hard to get to break into this sucker. You always can, but it's a pain in the butt if you can't get this door's locking mechanism here on the driver's side is it's a little glitchy. Everything about this vehicle is a little glitchy. But the basics that you need, they're in good shape. Okay, I left home at just about 4, had to get some gas. It's just now going 6, and I don't know how far I am from Willard, but I'm past all the construction stuff. Luckily, I'm always traveling either reasonably late at night or reasonably early in the morning, so even if there's construction going on, it's usually been cleared off. There is some construction going on here. It's usually been cleared off before I get here. And of course, I come over early on Monday morning, which means that, you know, people haven't really shown up at work particularly yet. And I leave kind of late on Friday night, which means that they don't, I don't get any problems that way. I'm outside of their normal working hours, even if they're doing a heavy run. Doesn't really matter. So, I don't have a bad setup at all. You know? Right now, it's the winter time, so when I get to, we were calling it the observatory. I'm not really sure if I'm ever going to do the observatory. But, anyway. Oh my goodness! around. Look at all this traffic. Oh my gosh, man. It must be all the workers at that crushing plant. They're all staying at Mountain Air, probably. This is the kind of stuff where the motel in town makes a lot of money. I noticed that there's a RV park and kind of motel there in Mountain Air, just here on the east side of town. And there was a toss up whether when I was going to Estancia and needing to stay the night because I had extra work there, if I would just drive back to Moriarty and stay at a motel there. I didn't do it very often, so I never really established kind of a place and a ritual there. And there was this really cheap motel, really cheap, really crappy little motel in Moriarty that I would stay at, but it was charging like $45. And out here at the RV park, they would let me camp there, put up my tent and camp there for $15. So the last few times, I had actually stayed at this RV park. And, now they've expanded quite a bit. It seemed like they bought another parcel of land next to them and really been crazy about tons and tons of RVs there. And I think it all has to do with this, I don't know if it's just a gravel pit or they're doing all kinds of crushing over there, extraction. And I think that's who all these guys are with, you know. Bunch of trailers because they move around so much. I don't move around. My dad told me I needed to get one of those, you know, nice RVs and live like that, because my dad likes living nicely. Dad's into that. Me personally, I'm kind of scruffy. So camping works okay for me. Now, I've never done it for years and years and years. I've done it for months, and I've noticed a trend among human beings that, you know, they might do something for several months, but if it's going to be for years, they tend to get a little more settled. You know, and they'll put down something a little permanent. And that was why I bought that acre of land. It was because I think I'm going to go ahead and do something a little more permanent. Lisa's talking about putting a fence around the whole acre, and you go, well, maybe, I'm not really sure. I don't think I'm going to end up having a lot of neighbors. So, I don't know. I kind of like my A-frame idea. Of course, when I'm thinking about it, I'm not talking, am I? But I might just put kind of a pit down there. You know, gravel at the bottom, and then the rammed sandbags on top. See, that's really what this is. It's kind of a rammed earth sort of a construction technique. So it's got some rammed earth properties to it. Good stuff. But and yeah, just enough to get it up to the height I need to get it to. I might only vary it some. Ooh, we're going by the salt. The salt salt flat. This is called the Salt Mission Trail. And yes, there used to be missions here. And the primary thing that these missions would do was produce salt and send them someplace else. The salt's still here. It brings to mind the whole idea of, at some point in the past, these things were considered economically viable. You know, people say, well, you know, all the salt's gone, so it's not worth anything anymore. And you go, well, no, I still see salt. And they go, well, there's other places that the salt is more easily extracted, and you know, and people say, well, you know, there was gold here, but all the gold's gone now. And you're going, well, that's probably not even true. Says, today, gold extraction's a whole different process, and they found gold, or they found or used gold deposits that are easier to get to. These kinds of gold deposits aren't worth working on. And you're going, well, no. And to be honest, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true at all. So, you have to know that there are a lot of boy, look at all these people. You can tell it's close to be time to go to work for these guys. There's a whole line of them. Here's Willard. We're getting close to coming into Willard. Anyway, so now we're back down to 10 degrees. Oh my gosh. I don't know if it's because of the speed I'm doing or just other instances. This is a funny temperature gauge. I'm wondering if it's got a little bit of, if there's something of a relative humidity thing too. Because usually, when it gets down below 30 on here, it'll flash the temperature and the ice. It'll just come to mind. And, you know, golly. Right now it's not flashing that, so there must be something in the sensor that lets you know if there's going to be conditions to have ice. Now we're down to 8. Oh my gosh, it's cold outside. Glad the heater's working in here, because it feels pretty nice. What was I talking about? Now it's down to 8. Whew. Jeez. Well, we're going up. The closer we get Mountain Air is just right at the base of the mountains here, the Manzano Mountains, the southern tip of it. And I go kind of around the southern tip of the Manzano Mountains just before I get to, I don't know what it's called, the homestead? Whatever. So yeah. This is the exciting place of Willard. It says that there's a RV park here, but I've never seen it. And to be really honest, there's nothing here except a bar. I don't even know how that bar is faring through all this stuff. Another place where you don't know exactly if there's a cop here anymore. You know? So, you kind of take it easy. Hey, look, there's actually some contour on this. It may not be as noisy as it is when I'm doing 75 on a 65-mile-an-hour road. Anyway. So, anyway. To turn off here that goes down to Corona from here. It goes to this town. It's not a town. Just a couple of houses. It once was a town. There was a school there. Nice old school. That's since just destroyed for Cedarville. And if there were woods all the way around it, there's kind of woods to the south of it, going up into the foothills of kind of a, it's not, I don't even know if it's mountains or it's just plateau, but it's got some nice trees. Okay, coming out the back side of Willard. It kind of looks like an alpine meadow if it was surrounded by mountains, trees. It's really kind of pretty out there. And a couple of places, I don't know what the people there do. A lot of these guys, work for the highway department. You know, taking care of that highway. It's paved through there. I don't know why it is. I don't think we get very much traffic at all. Here's the turn going to Estancia. I used to always take this turn. I only went through Mountain Air, I think maybe once or twice at best. Now I go through it twice a week. Every week until I grow weary of it. We're about an hour out from Bernardo. So yeah, we'll make it into work with about 10-15 minutes to spare. Well, I don't want to be just sitting here yammering the whole time. So I'm probably going to cut this off and think about how I'm going to do my kind of cabin out here. I don't know if I'll still do the observatory. It doesn't rather just throw together just a shed, because that's probably where I'll end up doing my bathing, is in the shed. Well, anyway. Oh, blind. You got the brights on, seems like. Anyway, I'm going to go back to listening to No Agenda for a little bit, and